It started out as a fun idea to celebrate the centenary of a small town in Alabama called Phil Campbell.
This June, my town is hosting a Phil Campbell convention, and as part of the convention, we've decided to invite everyone across the world who shares the name Phil Campbell to come to our town to celebrate. It's our 100-year anniversary, and we're looking to have a big time with all the fellow Phil Campbells of the world.
But on April the 27th, the town was struck by a devastating tornado, bringing death and massive damage in its wake.
We heard the tornado coming. We ran to the basement, got in a closet, shut the door, and the tornado hit. Took the roof of my home. The house fell in into the basement.
And our power went off and the window started cracking, and I got my little dog and I went in the hallway. And after that, things started piling in on me.
As soon as it was over, my dad and my son got in the truck with the chainsaws and everything because they knew that they were going to have help to, you know, start cleaning up. We knew it was bad. And they got as far as our church, and they came back to the house and said that our church was gone, and my son said, Mama, there are dead bodies everywhere.
So many lives have been impacted. Children, we've lost children. It's going to take a long process of healing. It's going to take a long time.
Well, now the Phil Campbells of the world are set to come to the aid of the town that bears their name. Among them, Phil Campbell from Newton Mearns near Glasgow. He joins us now. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
So how did you get involved?
Well, as you said, it started off as something that was lighthearted and just a bit of fun. And I found out about it and thought this sounded like something that would be great fun to get involved with. It was a celebration of the town's 100th anniversary. And it just seemed like a really interesting and one-off event to get involved with. So I heard about it and booked some flights, and that was pre the devastation of the tornado.
And the original Phil Campbell was a railroad worker, and the town was named after him.
Indeed, yes. As I said, it was 100 years ago, and he was a Scottish railroad worker who the locals who lived in that area promised they would name the town after him if he built a depot in the region, and he did, and that's where the name of the town came from.
So do you have any idea what to expect when you get there, given this devastating tornado?
Well, I've seen some of the pictures, and through the internet, we've been in contact with some of the people that live there and that are trying. They were obviously there already, trying to rebuild. So we know that about half the town was destroyed. 400 buildings were damaged. 100 homes were destroyed. So the people there are trying really hard to rebuild. But I'm not sure I'll actually be really prepared for what it might look like when we get there.
And what will you be able to do? What are you expecting to do?
Well, at the moment, I mean, the thing that we can do is raise awareness. So we've got a website, imwithphil.com, and we're trying to really get as much awareness and as much corporate sponsorship to really help. When we're actually there, what we're trying to do is raise enough money to work with the charity Habitat for Humanity to build a house when we get there. There's a limited amount we can do because we're only going for a few days. But there's as you said, there's a lot of Phil Campbells from
around the world. Well, how many fellow Phils are you expecting?
Our Facebook group has got quite a lot, over 50 Phil Campbells. I must say Phyllis Campbells and other derivations of the name Phil. But at the moment, we've got between 30 and 50 confirmed, and we're trying to get as many as we can from all over the world to come and join in.
Of course, this could get horribly confusing when somebody shouts for you.
Indeed, and yes, hotel rooms and booking taxis and that sort of thing aren't going to be particularly easy.
Absolutely. Well, look, we wish you well with it. It'd be interesting maybe to speak to you once you've been to find out exactly what kind of experience it was. But good luck with your efforts there to help the people of the town of Phil Campbell.